I'm Graham Pascoe. I'll be continuing the records in the second half of the program by people such as Frank Sinatra, another one from Joe Stafford, from Mel Torme and Janet Seidel. And at about 10:30, I'll introduce you to my singer of renown for this week. And of course, as I promised, I'm going to play a recording by Jimmy Rogers.
Honeycomb, honeycomb.
Well, it's a darn good life, and it's kind of funny how the Lord made the bee, and the bee made the honey, and the honey bee looking for home. And they call it a honeycomb, and they roam the world, and they gathered all of the honeycomb in the one sweet fall, and the honeycomb from a million trips made my baby's lips. So honeycomb, oh, won't you be my baby? Well, the honeycomb be my own. Got a hank of hair and a piece of bone, and made a walking, talking honeycomb. Well, honeycomb, oh, won't you be my baby? Well, the honeycomb be my own. What a darn good life when you got a wife like a honeycomb.
Honeycomb.
And the Lord said, now that I made a bee, I'm gonna look all around for a green, green tree. And he made a little tree, and I guess you heard pop them. Well, he made a little bird, and they waited all around until the end of spring. Again, every note that the birdies sing, and they put them all in the one sweet tone for my honeycomb. Oh, honeycomb, oh, won't you be my baby? Well, the honeycomb be my own. Got a hank of hair and a piece of bone, and made a walking, talking honeycomb. Well, the honeycomb, oh, won't you be my baby? Well, the honeycomb be my own. What a darn good life when you got a wife like a honeycomb.
Honeycomb.
And the Lord said, now that I made a bird, I'm gonna look all around for a little old word. It sounds about sweet like a turtle dove, and I guess I'm gonna call it love. And he roamed the world, looking everywhere. We're getting love from here, love from there. And he put it all in a little old part of my baby's heart. Oh, honeycomb, oh, won't you be my baby? Well, the honeycomb be my own. Got a hank of hair and a piece of bone, that made a walking, talking honeycomb. Well, honeycomb, oh, won't you be my baby? Well, the honeycomb be my own. What a darn good life when you got a wife like honeycomb.
We first enjoyed Jimmy Rogers' recording of Honeycomb in 1957. I played that one because today's the anniversary of the birth in 1933 of Jimmy Rogers. In an earlier era, Eddie Howard was a popular singer and songwriter, so the next couple of selections are dedicated to Eddie Howard.
Or a road where nature tries, and I calculate I'm worth my weight in golden rods. Lucky, lucky me, I can live in luxury, for I've got a pocket full of dreams.
Frank Sinatra sang A Million Dreams Ago, accompanied by the orchestra conducted by Axel Stordahl. It was written by Eddie Howard, Lou Quadling and Dick Juergens. And before that, I've Got a Pocket Full of Dreams. That was Eddie Howard singing with Dick Juergens' orchestra, song written in 1938 by James Monaco and Johnny Burke.
Your heart the kiss of snow. Till then, my sweet, think of me now and then. Godspeed, my love, till me standing alone without a dream in my heart, without a love of my own. Blue moon, you knew just what I was there for. You heard me saying a prayer for someone I really could care for. And then there suddenly appeared for me the only one my arms could ever hold. I heard somebody whisper, please adore me. And when I looked, the moon had turned to gold. Now I'm no longer alone, without a dream in my heart, without a love of my own. Without a dream in my heart, without a love of my own, without a dream in my heart, without a love of my own.
crowd sees me out dancing, carefree and romancing, happy with my someone new. I'm laughing on the outside, crying on the inside, 'cause I'm still in love with you. They see me night and daytime, having such a gay time. They don't know what I go through. I'm laughing on the outside, crying on the inside, 'cause I'm still in love with you. No one knows, it's just a pose, pretending I'm glad we're apart. And when I cry, my eyes are dry, the tears are in my heart. My darling, can't we make up? Ever since our breakup, make believe is all I do. I'm laughing on the outside and crying on the inside, 'cause I'm still in love with you. Darling, can't we make up? Ever since our breakup, make believe is all I do. I'm laughing on the outside and crying on the inside, 'cause I'm still in love with.
Andy Russell was accompanied by Paul Weston's orchestra in that recording, pardon me, of Laughing on the Outside. It was a big hit in 1946 for Dinah Shore and Sammy Kaye. And that was preceded by Blue Moon, probably one of the best-known compositions of Richard Rodgers and Lorenz Hart. And the singer of Blue Moon was Mel Torme. Here's an Australian recording. It's Janet Seidel and the Meltones. Well, the Meltones seem to have left us temporarily. I hope I can come back to them soon.
I think of you with every breath I take, and every breath becomes a sigh. Not a sigh of despair, but a sign that I care for you. I hear your name with every breath I take, on every breeze that wanders by. And your name is a song I'll remember the long years through. Even though I walk alone, you guide me. In the darkness, you light my way. And all the while inside me, love seems to say, someday, someday. And when I sleep, you keep my heart the way. But when I wake from dreams divine, every breath that I take is a prayer that I'll make you the darkness, oh sweetheart, you light my way. And all the while inside me, love seems to fade. Someday, someday, oh darling, when I sleep, you keep my heart away. And when I from dreams divine, every breath that I take is a prayer that I'll make you mine.
Connie Boswell sang With Every Breath I Take. It's about 29 minutes to 11. It's time for me to play a recording by my singer of renown for this week. And it's a singer who is well known to most of us, probably for his recording of Old Man River. I refer to the American bass baritone Paul Robeson. Old Man River, of course, introduced in the stage production of Showboat. Paul Robeson wasn't in the original production of Showboat in New York. When it was first performed in London, he appeared in Showboat, and then in the early 1930s, a film was made in the USA, and Paul Robeson was in that film. Paul Robeson, my singer of renown for this week.
Lindy, did you hear that mockingbird sing last night? Honey, he was singing so sweet in the moonlight. In the old magnolia tree, busted his heart with melody. I know.
Honey,
Marlindy Lou, recorded by Paul Robeson in 1932.
Sure.
I swear I don't know how. You'll never know if you don't know.
Janet Seidel, Mellow Tones, recorded the song that I played, tried unsuccessfully to play a little while ago. I've heard that song before, written by Julie Stein and Sammy Kahn. The recording was made about 20 years ago in Sydney by Janet Seidel and the Mellow Tones, yes, in 2003. And then I played a number one hit for Dick Hames in 1944, You'll Never Know, introduced in the film Hello Frisco Hello, written by Mack Gordon and Harry Warren. That beautiful love song was My Hero from the Chocolate Soldier. It was first performed in Vienna in 1908. It was written by Oscar Strauss with English lyrics by Stanislaus Strange. And that recording was by Joan Sutherland with the New Philharmonia Orchestra and the Ambrosian Singers, conducted by Richard Bonning. Here are a couple of songs from 1931.
You work, you save, you worry so much, you can't take your dough when you go, go, go. So keep competing against the berries, the strongest oak must fall.
But Lee, wop biddy, wop a bit of love, wow.
Life is just a bowl of cherries, so live and laugh at it all.
Life is just a bowl of cherries, don't make it serious, life's too mysterious. You work, you save, you worry so, but you can't take your dough when you go. So keep repeating, it's the berries, for the strongest oak must fall. The sweet things in life to you were just loans, so how can you lose what you've never owned? Life is just a bowl of cherries, so live and laugh at a moment.
Life is just a bowl of cherries, don't be so serious, life's too mysterious. You work, you save, and you worry so, but you can't take that good dough when you go. Keep on repeating, it's the berries, and the strongest oak must fall. The sweet things in life to you were just loans, so how you gonna lose what you've never owned? Life is just a bowl of cherries, so live and laugh at it all.
Life is just a bowl of cherries, don't make it serious, life's too mysterious. You work, you save, you worry so, but you can't take your dough where you go. So keep on repeating, honey, everything's a very strong as old must hold. The sweet things in life to you were just lonely, but how can you lose what you never own?
Life is just a bowl of cherries,
live and laugh at it all, just so you're happy. Live, smile, laugh at it all.
Thank you.
Ray Henderson and Lou Brown wrote the last two songs you heard for a New York production called George White's Scandals of 1931. It was a review, of course. Life is Just a Bowl of Cherries, that was sung by the Mills Brothers with Connie Boswell, Bing Crosby and the Boswell Sisters. And This Is the Missus. The Three Jinks were members of Sidney Kite's London band, and they made that recording. Well, from 1931, I'm going to take you to a song that was popular in 1945. Bing Crosby's recording of the song was on our hit parades in 1945, but this is a version by Slim Whitman.
You belong to my heart, now and forever, and our love found its start long, long ago. We were gathering stars while a million guitars played our love song. When I said I love you, every beat of my heart said it too. 'Twas a moment like this. Do you remember? And your eyes threw a kiss when they met mine. Now we own all the stars and a million guitars are still playing. Darling, you are the one, you'll always belong to my heart. Now we own all the stars and a million guitars are still playing. Darling, you are the one, you'll always belong.
Slim Whitman sang You Belong to My Heart, written by Ray Gilbert and Augustin Lara. Earlier in the program, I played a little tribute to the American singer-songwriter Eddie Howard. Well, here's another song which Eddie Howard wrote, rather, in collaboration with Dick Jurgens and Lou Quadling.
Thank you.
That was Careless from Glenn Miller's orchestra. Marion Hutton sang Oh Johnny Oh with the orchestra of Glenn Miller. Hope you've enjoyed the program today. I'm Graham Pascoe with more music.